Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
I get very stressed in crowds. I have anxiety issues.
I'm sometimes easily distracted, easily annoyed. If someone does touch me, I say, can you please not do it again?
I sort of feel sometimes like people try to hurt me.
It feels uncomfortable when people crowd it.
These children suffer from the single most common developmental disorder affecting their age group, autism. On this week's program, we tell you how to identify the early signs of the condition. Professor of Child Health, Child Development and Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Maureen Sams Vaughan, says a delay in the child's speech is one of the first signs of the condition.
The speech is slow, so for example, the child is not saying any words by a year or not putting words together. Two words together, want juice, or so by 2 years. Or the child started speaking and the speech developed either slowly or normally, and then suddenly the child stopped speaking.
Parents may also notice delayed development of social skills where the child does not interact with them or with other children.
So sometimes they don't respond when you call their name, or they don't look at you when they're speaking, they don't make eye contact with you, or they don't come and share things with you.
Autistic children may also engage in what is described as sameness, which means they will be attached to performing repetitive behavior.
Children without autism do, you know, but what makes it different is the intensity and the frequency with which these children do those behaviors. And some of them, if you try to stop those behaviors, they get very upset.
Autism is the most common developmental problem in children worldwide. It affects one in every 68 children and is more common in boys than girls. For every one girl with autism, five boys are affected. While the cause of the condition is unknown, current knowledge suggests that it is related to genetics as well as interactions in the environment.
So you have to have a genetic predisposition, and we know that because if you have it in the family, then you're more likely to have a child with autism. And some environmental factors, and we're investigating a whole host of environmental factors. We're investigating experiences during pregnancy, toxins, heavy metals, pollution.
Researchers have found that the risk of autism is greater for children born to parents over the age of 35 or children who are premature. Treatment for autism is multiprofessional, including behavioral therapy to reduce autistic behavior, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and additional stimulation to advance child development. Children are screened for indications of autism through questions incorporated in the Jamaica Child Health Passport. The condition can then be confirmed by a specialist who will do tests to not just diagnose autism, but to assess the child's development to determine where he or she falls on the autism spectrum. While there are a number of private sector entities offering specialist services, the Early Stimulation Program, ESP, operated through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, has been instrumental in meeting the needs of autistic children. The ESP is an assessment and early intervention program for children with disabilities from birth to 6 years old. Professor Sams Vaughan says Jamaicans are becoming more aware of autism and its impact due to public awareness campaigns and the prevalence of the condition. She calls for focus to be placed on highlighting the strengths of autistic children, as well as on enabling access to services.
It's about making sure our children are fully integrated into our society. So our community needs to be more accepting of children with autism, but all children with disabilities, and not just in the open environment, but at schools.
Professor of Child Health, Child Development and Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Maureen Sams Vaughan. She's also encouraging parents with autistic children to join a support group. The Jamaica Autism Support Association is one organization dedicated to advocacy, providing information to parents, and promoting awareness of the condition. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.